Well, after a sharp increase in drug-related fatalities in recent years, strip searches have become almost routine for punters heading to music festivals in New South Wales. That's despite current law, which says strip searches can only be carried out when it's, quote, necessary and urgent. Data shows the number of searches has almost doubled in the past 4 years, and advocates say the practice may be putting vulnerable people, including children and victims of sexual assault, at risk. Victoria Pengilly has the story.
Amelia was taken aside at a music festival last year and forced to strip naked in front of a police officer. The 23-year-old has detailed her experience to PM. She wants to remain anonymous, so someone else is reading her account.
I was strip searched in a booth this year. The female officer took me over to the metal round hut, conducted the strip search, even made me squat, looked behind my hair, my feet, everything. I felt like I was going into jail. The whole strip search made me a bit scared. It was a horrible experience when you just want to have some fun with your friends.
PM has seen information provided by New South Wales Police about three festivals where strip searches took place this year and last. Pictures included in the response to Redfern Legal Centre's Freedom of Information show the metal wall ticket booth at Sydney Showground where searches are conducted. It's fully enclosed, meaning people being searched are away from prying eyes. But legal advocates say that's not always the case, and some practices are putting vulnerable young people at risk. Sam Lee is a solicitor and the head of police accountability at Sydney's Redfern Legal Centre.
At music festivals, we're finding the age group from about 19 to 25 is particularly targeted by strip search laws. And what these laws do is it traumatises young people. A young person whose body is still developing, who may have experienced sexual assault or exposed to domestic violence, and then they've been asked to take off all their clothing. This particular place where they're being strip searched looks ghastly and it's grotty and provides very little dignity.
Across New South Wales, the number of strip searches has almost doubled in the past 4 years. Figures provided by Redfern Legal Centre show between 2016 and 2018, half of all the searches, or just over 4,000, were of people aged 18 to 25. Current law in New South Wales allows children as young as 10 to be searched by an officer of the same gender, but Sam Lee cites cases that she finds concerning.
What we have found is that there are cases where a male officer has looked down the top or pulled out the pants of a young woman. This is a breach of the legislation.
Earlier this month, several legal advocates penned an open letter to the New South Wales Police Minister outlining what they call the harmful impacts of strip searches. New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge says the problem lies in the vague police code of conduct. He's calling for an update to official protocols so police have to ascertain whether someone is a victim of sexual assault before strip searching them.
The code of practice largely repeats what the law is and the very few limitations on strip searches in the law. But what it doesn't say is it doesn't talk about the traumatising effect of strip searches, you know, on children aged 10, 11, 12, on young people in particular who may have a history of sexual assault or sexual abuse. It's completely silent on some of those key concerns.
Last year, the police watchdog started an investigation into the potential abuse of strip search powers. It's prompted calls for a complete rewrite of legislation to include safeguards for those at risk. David Shoebridge again.
Strip searches are meant to be done in places that respect people's privacy and respect people's dignity. But being strip searched literally behind a very rudimentary barrier, somewhere as busy as Central Station, doesn't respect people's privacy. And in fact, having been searched somewhere like that, if it's been a traumatising event for somebody, then every time they go past that point, every time they approach that point, can be a kind of heightened state of anxiety.
New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge, Victoria Pengilly reporting. New South Wales Police and the state's police minister didn't respond to PM's questions about strip searches.